This is KUT. Tomorrow, a federal appeals court will take a second look at Texas's controversial voter ID law. It's one of the biggest voting right battles ahead of this year's presidential election. And a ruling from this court could be a final say on whether this law is in violation of the Voting Rights Act. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more.
This will be the second time the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals hears VC versus Abbott. This time, all 15 active judges on the court will weigh in. The case was brought by a coalition of Texas voters and civil rights groups who say a state law requiring photo ID at the polls is unconstitutional.
It's the first major case that has gone up on appeal to challenge a voter ID law based on Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
That's Joseph Fishkin, a law professor at UT.
So that's a different kind of claim, and it's a claim that's specifically about whether the law hurts racial minorities' ability to elect their candidates of choice.
Daniel Smith is a political science professor at the University of Florida. He's done a lot of research on how voting laws affect voter turnout during elections.
I think it's very clear if you look at Texas as well as all the other states that have adopted these very strict photo ID laws for in-person voting, that it's going to have a depressing effect on the ability of some individuals to turn out to vote.
Smith says there's a lot of hidden costs when lawmakers restrict what kind of ID you can show at the polls. For example, he says the Texas law makes it harder for college students to vote. That's because the short list of accepted photo IDs doesn't include school IDs. And Smith says that's not the only example.
There's been quite a bit of evidence, not only in Texas, but also in places like North Carolina and Wisconsin and Kansas, in Alabama, that the people who do not have the type of IDs that are required in those states tend to be poor, they tend to be minorities, they also tend to be elderly.
And because other states have recently passed laws like this, Smith says the Fifth Circuit's impending ruling is going to have reverberations throughout the rest of the country. And UT law professor Joseph Fishkin sees this issue going all the way to the country's highest court.
Well, I think this is an important precedent-setting case. I can't predict whether the Supreme Court will happen to take this one or another one, but the Supreme Court will probably take a case about the voter ID and Voting Rights Act Section 2 question. And this is currently the biggest and most important of those cases, so I certainly wouldn't be surprised if the Supreme Court took it.
But let's say someone appeals the decision and it does go to the Supreme Court. Only 8 justices currently sit on the court since Justice Scalia's passing. And if there's a tied vote, that means whatever judges decide after the hearing Tuesday will be the final say on Texas's voter ID law. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.